Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. Today, I'm joined by Danielle, who is the founder of Mateco app. It's an app for yerba mate community, as well as she has some other yerba mate businesses, which, if you guys can see in the video, sent me a nice package of a bunch of different cool yerbas or herbas. Or Shimahau, if I'm saying it right, which is why I've asked you to be on the podcast today, and you so graciously accepted. Danielle, how are you doing today?
Excellent. Great. Thank you. Thank you, people. I love to be talking to people that love mate. This is definitely my life.
And so I mentioned this to you recently, but I've got a lot of followers that have asked me, you know, kind of about the differences between, you know, Argentine yerba versus Uruguayan yerba or Paraguayan yerba or Brazilian yerba. And unfortunately, I'm only really, you know, well-versed in Argentine yerba, being that my wife is from Argentina, but I've, you know, experienced it. But honestly, I am no subject matter expert in this, and that's why I asked you to help us out here, being that you're born and raised in Brazil and have wrote a great book, the only book in English that I'm aware of that is out there about yerba mate, which I have a copy. I got a digital one. I can put a link in the show notes as well. And so I guess let's just start there. Why or how is Brazilian yerba different? Is it different? What are the things that make it different?
Okay, well, we can start and just like briefly going way, way back to the beginning of all this. Also, because as we talked about it, we're talking to, you know, a lot of people drinking mate around the world, not necessarily people that have familiarity with the culture and how they started or know about the background. So, being in the yerba mate, it's a plant that grows in South America. In this specific region on the south, where I'm from included, which is the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil, and then goes also to Santa Catarina in Paraná, the three states in south of Brazil that you actually are familiarity with the yerba mate grown, and then Paraguay, of course, and Uruguay that consumes but doesn't produce. In Argentina, of course, we are the ones that most promote mate around the world. So we start by saying thank you to the Argentinians that promote the mate around the world, because it is an experience that, thanks to, you know, their loyalty, their culture, their appreciation for this, the mate is out there today. And about the preparation and going back, what's the difference? When the yerba mate was consumed way, way back, it was not about the countries or the borders. It was about indigenous people that start consuming. So, and they got different methods depending on different areas that they were. So when the part of the Argentina started using yerba mate in a certain way, the south of Brazil started using yerba mate in a different way. It's all the same plant. The south of Brazil plants that start drinking what we call the chimarrão is the fine grinded of the yerba. So you get a very powdery version of this yerba mate plant. And with that way, you can make this chimarrão, which has a method of preparation that leaves the yerba mate on the side of the gourd, separate from the water, in a certain way to place the bombilla where everything doesn't mix all together. And as you go serving, the yerba start touching the water, and then you go as the ritual. So people find sometimes a little bit of, you know, the how to prepare issues. Well, that is a little bit of more preparation than just dropping, you know, a couple of spoons of yerba in a gourd and getting the bombilla in there. However, it's just a method of preparation and requires basically the difference here is the yerba mate to be fine, grinded, almost like a powder version, right? Which is most consumed in south of Brazil. And a bombilla to be in a certain way prepared for it. There are some styles that are better for it, but you can just have like a filter at the end of the bombilla that will make it easier to flow the water without clogging from the yerba being so fine. So, I mean, we'll be happy to go back to the methods, but also noticing the basic difference of the yerba mate here that we're talking from Brazil is the freshness. The yerba mate consumed in Brazil started being fresh, being produced right away after it's taken out from the forest, from the plant, and they immediately produce and consume the yerba. When in the Argentinian side of this culture, they prefer the yerba mate to be aged. So it's also a preference. And I would say now things are mixing in a way that we have excellent aged yerba mate in Brazil as well with some brands. But yeah, what differs is the Brazilian yerba mate comes very green. And the greenish tone that we see is because it's fresh and was not aged before it was packed and consumed. If that answer, I mean, what are we talking about here?
So yeah, it sounds like if I'm, you know, hearing you correctly and not, you know, putting my own words, but that basically the difference is it's very finely ground, which typical Argentine is thicker cut and with the sticks or the stems in it, which there are no sticks or stems in the Brazilian, correct? And then also it's not aged, which typical Argentine yerbas are minimum of like 6 months and all the way up to like 2 years of aged, and somewhere in between 12 months, 2 years. And so I guess that's that's the long and short of it.
And again, noticing that nowadays the production is very extensive of yerba mate being consumed around the world. So the brands are now extending to this need and demand. So you see a lot of Brazilian brands that have a loose leaf cut. So that means in most cases, the texture will be similar to the Argentinian cut that you use to it, that you're talking about. However, it's a fresh leaf on that cut. So that's not going to make you a chimarrão, but that you're going to use in the same method that you use in your gourd to make the Argentinian mate.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I say, now the brands are extending the line to make all different cuts to attend all the market. As we know, you know, the Uruguayan style mate has a pretty extensive preference internationally speaking. And so that's another style, you know, of yerba and another style of preparation. So there are many different ways to be drinking nowadays. People experiment different ways. Some people are loyal to one way. But again, you know, not necessarily all the Brazilian brands are making chimarrão. That's what I want to point. And not necessarily all the Brazilian brands are fresh. You can find the aged mate. And, you know, and probably you will find or, you know, different sorts of styles within the Argentinian brands as well.
So just out of curiosity, like sometimes with some of the Argentine brands, they'll kind of promote that it's aged even longer, 24 months. And then sometimes people tend to even want to look for that meaning as like a kind of boutique or higher production of that it's aged even longer. So 12 months to 24 months, so 1 year to 2 years. However, on the flip side, with Brazilian, you want it the fresher, the better. So what is the window, you know, that you should kind of be aware of how fresh the chimarrão is and like what's the typical, I guess, numbers there?
Oh, fresh. And again, because we, as my original company, Mate Solutions, which was original Project Mate for the people, you know, audience that know us way back, always worked with brands and small farmers and organic or not necessarily certified organic, but people that preserve and work for, you know, we were always in contact with the freshest. And this can be in the same, you know, same days, same week that is the harvest, you know, and then the next day they already do the first round with the conchada that we call it, you know, getting leaves out and getting ready for it. And depending what the method of will be, and like in a matter of days and then in a matter of weeks. I bring yerba mate when I come from Brazil that was packed not even a month ago, you know. So fresh, when we say fresh, really fresh. In reality fresh, we prefer to work when is the fine cut with the vacuum packs, if possible, when we're talking about a bigger volume, like a 2-pound pack. And some yerba mates that already come in a smaller, like a pound or less than a pound, it's not that important because they are fresh. They're going to keep fresh. They come in a nice packaging and they're going to stay fresh for a while. But if it is well packaged, it can last in your shelf before opening a year, 2 years, if it's vacuum packed. And if not, we say fresh is 6 months to a year. It depending really, again, the packaging and, you know, and how did it get here. And when I say here, we're speaking about an international market. In Brazil, yep, they replace yerba mate in the farmer's market. And every 3 months, they, you know, that's how long they last there, the way they pack, but not vacuum. Just, you know.
So basically, the fresher the better, but nothing more than 3 months, essentially. If it's not vacuum packed.
No, actually, it's longer than that. I would say 6 months, because also if you keep in the refrigerator, like I buy again here, I keep in the refrigerator for 6 months to a year, it's going to stay fresh.
Okay. Pretty similar to coffee, that those that drink coffee, you know, if you have it in a vacuum pack seal, and obviously the fresher the better.
Want to be a bulk and you want to get a better price, you just keep it. I'll do all the time. I get it, you know, I put it in the refrigerator, will last longer. And again, depends where you live and all that. And so back to just your saying, you know, in the Argentina mate, you know, how the grapes go and how much age it is and how, you know, also not only the freshness in Brazil is what would tell us about the yerba mate and how good it is, but you know, the whole process. So, and that's where we come back to be talking and sourcing only, you know, places that we know where it's coming from, people that are preserving the forest, the leaves are quality leaves, the whole process has to go to a quality line, you know, and the people, the whole chain involved is part of this. And that is a lot of quality here, you know, and the people involved in this process. So, to come back at the end and present a brand here, at least what we always did was to check, you know, from the source, how this started. And so everything that we have is, yes, it's a product. Yes, it's a pack of yerba mate for you to put in your gourd and to drink it at the end of the day. But that is a lot into that. There is a lot of love, a lot of passion. You know, there are a lot of projects around this. There are people, you know, working for the farmers, for the forest to stay and to the yerba mate to be preserved. And, you know, and these are the people that we like to be in community with and this material life. And these are the people that you see, you know, in our network. And that's why we created, you know, the Mateco, to have everyone introduced to one another and to see how, you know, many wonderful things are being done on the other side, you know, and these brands and these people creating, you know, this with this plant and giving the value that it deserves, you know, and health and ritual and tradition and culture, you know, and so many different aspects of it.
And thank you for clarifying and helping us understand, myself included, because definitely it was something that I've been meaning to talk about for a while, is talking about, you know, yerba in Brazil, because I don't know that anyone does. I personally, even my own podcast where I educate people about yerba mate, and it's like, I don't know who to even turn to myself to learn about it. So it's kind of interesting that, that's very insightful. And thanks for sending me all these great, shimhao and yerbas. And, you know, so I will definitely get some reviews for these for you guys listening, as well as for you, Danielle, to, you know, put some of this stuff out there for you guys to see what it's like, you know, at least my opinion, I guess, of it. You know, if you want to check it out yourself, Mate Solutions, you guys sell it all there. I assume, you know, I'll get the website and stuff, put it in there for you guys. Anything else that you want to let the audience know about, or anything else, places that they can find more information about Mate Solutions or you?
No, I just again want to say, you know, how happy I am to see the mate spreading around the world. I listen to the podcast. I know that we have a very international audience here. So our marketplace right now, it is to USA mostly. We focus the shipping and in USA. However, with Mateco app, which is this hub for the mate around the world, we intended to have different places, you know, to promote different stores and different brands around the world as far as where shopping goes. But most what I like here is really the social connection that we have, you know, and to know that that is this community. So when Mate Solutions is attending this market, you know, as far as the e-commerce and supplying, sourcing and branding, you know, the Mateco is really where our personal side is and where I really would like invite everyone to join. You know, it's going to be a safe place, you know, for us to make friends. It's going to be a place to know where to buy mate around the world. It's going to be a place, you know, to know the producers, to get to know the story of this brand. And we are at the beginning, but, you know, we're working really, you know, projects take much longer than we always think of it. But we're really happy about it. And Mateco is a mate universe for everyone. And here, you know, I speak to all materials out there. And again, and thanks to you, you know, to giving the voice to Yerba Mate and this community. And that's pretty much it. I'll be happy to be here, you know, anytime to be a part of this.
Yeah, thank you, Danielle, for what you do for the Yerba Mate community and the courage to start a business and import it in the U.S. and everything, because that's, hey, thanks to you, you know, we're able to try this kind of stuff. So I'm saying that on behalf of all of us. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Yerba Power Podcast. Hope you enjoyed that and learned something about Chimarrão or Brazilian Yerba. I know I did. And also be sure to check out Mate Solutions or the Mateco app. If you get a chance to download that, or I'll put that links down here and below in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe or follow this podcast, which it's now called Follow. It's a little plus button on Apple Podcasts, and it's like a green, just click Follow on Spotify. So that way you don't miss on the next episode, because I have a special guest of someone living in Brazil that is a friend of mine that is going to talk more about Brazilian Yerba, and I look forward to releasing that to you all. Till next time.